reputation, props, outstanding content. But when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, June 7th. We're back in the studio live with you.
Yes.
To entertain you as always. God damn it, we should start charging for this.
We should.
We're entertaining people. We need to be compensated for it. What the hell?
I agree. I agree.
Well, we do it out of passion and out of love, and we'll continue to do this until we die, I guess, you know?
I guess so.
Yeah. Good morning, Brigetta. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Which hopefully doesn't mean anytime soon.
No. Yeah. We're going to be around for a while.
Right.
To bring you guests like Bree Olson, for example, we're going to have her today on the show. She's going to be calling in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know, Bree Olson is a very cute former porn star. And when Charlie Sheen was going through his rant, she was one of the two goddesses. Did you ever watch that interview with them?
No, I didn't. But I heard last night he got into it at the hockey game.
Really?
Yeah, apparently he caused a huge commotion last night at the Kings game.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's after they interviewed him in the Rolling Stone and he says that he wasn't winning at the time, you know?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, so I don't know about that, you know? I mean, did he go crazy again?
Apparently so, that's what someone said. But, of course, my computer is not working right now this morning, so I can't tell you about it.
Okay, well, it will a little bit. And I looked at his cover. He's on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Right.
And, I mean, he looks... You know, he looks like totally rebellious, you know, cigarette in his mouth, you know, dressed like shit, kind of. And
well, they made him kind of want to look. I mean, when you go
probably,
in for a shoot, they kind of dress you to, you know, what
make,
your character.
Yeah, yeah, like a bad boy or something.
Right. I mean, they're doing it on purpose to be like, fuck this, you know. So. When I used to go on shoots with Val, it was very interesting. They would do stuff like that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen. I don't know about that. And she's also involved in a service that she represents, and will have her tell us all about it. I looked at it, and it looks pretty interesting.
That's like a verified
call, it's called.
Right.
And we'll go over that in a little bit. I don't want to get into it now. We'll let her tell us about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So for those who are around the LA area today, Sporty LA is actually having a 65% off sale.
Really?
Yes.
Who's Sporty LA? I've never seen them. Is that like a sports authority and stuff?
Kind of, but they're like more awesome. They deal more with celebrities because they're more boutique-y. So they've got, I mean, they don't have just shoes like everyone has. I mean, they've got really odd, cool shoes that are really hard to find.
Wow.
Of every kind. It's amazing. Yeah. It's a huge store. They have actually two or three on Melrose. They're in San Diego. They're up north. They're all over.
Oh.
And 65% off. So I'm like stoked.
Yeah.
And tonight is the food truck thing on Melrose. So I guess like all the stores are staying open a little bit longer.
Really?
On Melrose.
They're bringing like a lot of trucks, a lot of food trucks there?
It's a huge food truck thing. I think it starts around 5, I believe. It could be 6, but I don't remember. I want to say around 5. And then that's when actual this pop-up shop opens of everything. It's next door to the Sporty LA across from the high school.
Mm.
So it's Melrose Fairfax. But 65%. I went in there yesterday for a meeting, and I was looking around, peeking of what's going on sale today. And I'm like, I'm going to hide some of these things for myself for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so they're like,
I know people do that sometimes, huh? You hide it to the store.
Hell yeah. I mean, I know them, so whatever. I'm hiding it. But,
That's funny, man. What if somebody finds it? It just takes it.
They won't, because it's hidden well enough. Like, you have to be an employee to know where it is, and they'll know.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they know you hit it?
Yeah, I told
them. Really?
Okay, so hold on.
So why couldn't they just hold it for you?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I just wanted to say, I just got back on the internet, totally random, and Charlie Sheen thing came up, and it's Charlie Sheen explodes at the Kings game, blow my balls.
Really?
And it's on TMZ, and he went insane at the Staples Center last night after a security guard told him he can't re-enter the stadium after taking a smoke break. And it's all caught on video by TMZ or Splash News Online.
Wow.
A female, no-nonsense security guard would not budge when Charlie tried to get back in. Charlie snapped, yelling, "You know what? Fucking blow my balls, all right, you fucking asshole." A little later, Charlie's buddies tried in vain to keep him away from the camera. The anger management star then explains, "Have common sense and common courtesy gotten in society? That was what I was trying to impress upon her."
Mm.
The guard tells a photographer she told Charlie to fuck off.
Really?
Yeah, Staples has a policy of not letting people in once they walk out.
Wow.
Charlie left the stadium without ever getting back in. He told TMZ, "Bad juju, clash of the silly," and then his parting shot, "Go Thunder."
What the hell is he talking about?
I mean, the Kings lost, so yeah. I think the Thunder won, or whatever they are. Yeah. Anyway, Charlie had a bad time from the get-go at the game. On his way into Staples Center, a taunting fan screamed, "You ever done bath salts?" Charlie's response was, "Would you ask me that at a fucking dinner party, you moron? Go fuck yourself."
This guy is dynamite.
Another fan screamed, "Charlie, fuck all the hosts tonight." To that, Charlie said, "I thought your mother and sister weren't available." Classic.
Yeah, man. You can always count on him to entertain.
It's hilarious. And he is wearing, he's smoking a cigarette, yeah. Wearing a t-shirt with a button-down shirt over top of it and a hat. I mean, he looks like sloppy.
I mean, when
shit.
You leave the stadium, don't you wonder, are they going to stamp my hand or something before you leave?
Yeah, you know.
Crying out loud, you know? I mean, how stupid can you be?
I thought they did because I've been to the Kings games before. I mean, I can't remember if I've ever. No, I have gone outside to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this was a while ago. But you know what? Obama was there last night. So I'm sure they were being way more strict than ever.
Really?
Yeah. Because
he was at the game?
It was the championship game.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a huge thing.
And people
thing.
Were hoping the Kings would win.
Right. Because they've won. They've done so good so far. And they lost last night to the Thunder. But yeah, so it was way more strict last night than ever because there were more celebrities there, and then Obama was there, and just whatever, rules are rules.
Wow.
I mean, and you know what? Props to that guard for not giving in because, oh my gosh, celebrity, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it is, I mean, I think there are smoke areas actually upstairs.
Really?
Yeah, there's balcony. Don't correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I could be wrong. But I know when I went to the Staples Center and I went there for a UFC fight, there was a smoking area.
Oh,
and then I went there for some, I think I was watching like John, I can't remember his name, whatever. Some singer, who cares, whatever. Some concert that was going on. And I was in the Hyde Suite, which is like the suite that has a bar in it and everything. It overlooks the stadium. It's pretty cool.
Right.
Anyway, I was up there and friends had to leave to go smoke upstairs. So
I
there
see.
Is a smoking area.
Oh, all right.
So the fact that he went downstairs and, yeah, he's whatever. it's really funny. It's very entertaining. You know, I thank God for him because this is my entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, this is funny shit.
Have you watched Anger Management yet, his new show?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either. I don't know what it's like, you know, but man, wait, he was good.
Is
you
it
know,
scripted?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's funny. It would be funnier if it wasn't.
Yeah. It's on one of the cable stations. I can't remember which one, I think. But
how fitting.
Yeah.
How fitting. But it is, I mean, it would be so much more awesome if it were not scripted.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the things that fly out of his mouth are so much more funny than a writer could possibly even write.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even fathom out the things that come out of his mouth. Like, where does he come up with it? It's great. It's great.
Yeah.
It's like he's always wasted walking around like, fuck this, fuck that, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know. I don't know. Is it scripted? I don't know why I'm telling you this.
I don't know.
But let's see. Anger Management, Charlie Sheen. Let's see what it says here because I don't want to be wrong, you know?
And I'm wondering, too, so, like, I don't know about these goddesses. Like, I really don't know anything about them. I know that, I mean, I've heard about them, but I didn't really watch any of this stuff. I just didn't care. But, so that's hilarious. So there were two girls and they were both porn stars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he have them at the same
or
time?
Or were they both? I think, yeah.
Did they have them at the same time?
Well, we'll ask Bree about that. I think.
I would like to know
they
that.
They were talking about that. No, I think they said he switches or something.
Oh.
You know?
Is he a switch hitter all the way? Or is that just. He bats between the girls. He bats between the girls, or he bats between all of it. Switch it around all sides.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I could talk about Charlie Sheen all day.
Yeah, you couldn't. Yeah, that's just hilarious that you went nuts at a Kings game.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's good that we have her on today, so.
Yeah. Right. She'll call in a few minutes, hopefully. I wanted to bring up this thing. A Massachusetts teen was convicted of homicide in texting while driving case.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm a big opponent to that, and... I know you don't text when you drive.
No.
And a lot of people don't.
Never. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. I know. In fact, don't text when you drive. I don't text when I drive. And I think it's pretty dangerous for people to do this. And, you know, people keep arguing with this. Even experts are saying there's no indication, there's no evidence that they're related, texting and accidents. But, I mean, this kid, like, killed a few people in his car. He's 18 years old. And
oh, they killed him in the car? Okay, first of all, when you're that young, you should not be texting and driving, because you haven't been driving that long to, you know the road and be able to anticipate what other people and other retards,
right,
you know, how they actually act. I've done that because I've, you know, I'm an amazing driver.
Yeah, I guess. I don't
beg,
know.
You may beg to differ, but you know what? I went to racing school, and I guarantee those little kids did not.
Okay, just don't push your luck too much with this, you know, because the texting while driving, man.
No, it's very
it's
bad.
It's so fucking distracting, you know.
It is, because you're looking down while you're doing it. Even if you bring your phone up, you're still not paying attention.
And your focus is on something
else.
Exactly.
And I've caught myself doing other stupid, like, I'd be like, oh, shit, you know, like.
Yeah.
So then there's the new voice texting, which I've been doing, which is funny. Uh-huh. Again, you have to hit a button to do it, but it works. And it doesn't always, you know, get around to what you want to say. it gets the gist across, but sometimes it says things that it shouldn't say.
Which one do you have? You don't have the iPhone, though, so it's not Siri, right?
No, I've got Droid.
Oh, and it has, like, voice command also?
It does. Yesterday when I wanted to say fuck, like, I actually wanted to say fuck! Uh-huh. And it did all these asterisks. It said F and all these asterisks and then the apostrophe.
Wow.
And I was like, don't cover up my language. I wanted to say that on purpose. Don't look like I'm trying to be like, oh, don't say that. You know, like, no, I wanted to say it. Because I wound up downtown yesterday by accident.
Mm-hmm.
I was very upset.
You went there by accident?
By accident. I was so mad because I was stuck in all the Kings traffic. And I'm like, this sucks.
Oh, okay.
I went and did a favor for a friend.
Uh-huh.
He had his car stuck in bumfuck, basically, and he wasn't here, and it's a long story, but he was away, and some crazy person went nuts on him, drove back to L.A. from their expedition, they're on a dinosaur expedition, drove back to L.A. on their from their dinosaur expedition without him, and his car's stuck at the house, and the guy's like, I'm going to smash it up if you don't get it out of here.
Really?
So he had to overnight me the key, and I had to go out there and put gas in the car, because there was no gas in it, of course, and get it and drive it back to where it goes. But when I was driving back, I missed the exits. I don't know what happened. And I went up downtown in the midst of all the Kings traffic, and it was a nightmare.
Whoa.
But I was like, ooh, side roads. And that's where my voice texting came in handy. Because I was like, where the fuck am I? Help me, get me out of here. just like that, actually.
Yeah. Here comes a phone call. Let's see. It's probably Bree. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. It's Bree.
Yeah, hi, Bree. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling us from? Are you in L.A.?
Yeah, even though I just woke up, but that's okay. I'm still a functioning part of society.
Really? Bree, do you want to, get ready or something and call us in a few minutes? So you're
no, that's okay.
Yeah,
no,
you're fine.
I woke up just for you guys.
Aww,
oh, wow.
Well,
that's
thanks.
Amazing. Thank you so much. So, wow, that's cool. So you're here in L.A.?
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Where do you live here, or are you just visiting?
Yeah, I live here now. I've lived here for 3 months. It's really nice. I traveled back and forth for, 5 years. And then I finally decided to take the plunge and move out here. I still have my place back in Indiana, trying to figure out what to do with that.
I just built
a house 2 years ago. And, you know, I had this plan, I'll be there forever. And then I'm like, okay, let's Let's go out here.
So. Yeah. Are you originally from Indiana?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I grew up there.
Yeah.
So.
I know you have that, like... that Midwestern look to you, definitely.
Wow.
So I know you're involved in some new things, and we'll get to it in a minute. We just wanted to ask you a few things. Now, you're in mainstream now, right? You left Born a while ago.
Yes. It's been over a year now since I've been out of adult, and mainstream is going really well. I have 3 movie parts so far this year that are coming up. I'm shooting a pilot Monday, actually.
Congratulations. That's
wow.
Awesome.
That's my alarm for you guys. So I have a pilot coming up, and yeah. Mainstream is treating me well. I am so happy that people are so accepting and they're like, all that matters is your talent. If you can do that, then
that's true.
Then it's
yeah. Now, so I mean, you obviously have to have some talent besides just being in adult films to be in movies and stuff. Have you thought of pursuing acting careers earlier on?
I had never really thought about it. No. Actually, what inspired me is the show True Blood.
Mm-hmm.
I love that show. I love it so much. I was such a huge fan. Oh, I'm still such a huge fan, but it's not on right now, which is making me mad. But it's about to come back on.
This weekend, actually. But, it's on this weekend.
With Christopher Maloney. Like, oh my gosh. I had a crush on him since I was like 15, watching him on Special Victims Unit.
Wow.
But, I was watching that, and I would say her lines back in the mirror, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun. What I want to do. And I never really had time off because I was always so busy working, right. And I just had that huge time period off while I was dating Charlie, and I wasn't working or doing anything. And that's just, I really got to step away from everything and just, you know, analyze myself and like find myself again. And I was like, this is something that I really want to do, that I'm passionate about. I used to be in plays all the time when I was in high school, and I loved it so much. And I said, okay, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Well, that sounds pretty good to me. Now, at what age, I mean, you probably grew up as a normal girl in Indiana. How did you end up getting into adult films?
It's such a weird story, because I never was like an exotic dancer. I never did any of that. I was always very shy. I just got on the internet one day. I was a pre-med student at Purdue University. I was working full-time as a telemarketer, and I just typed in the internet porn applications just because I was so curious about it. And I'm like, is there an application for this? Like, how do they do this? And this website popped up, and it's like all these different types of jobs to do with the sex industry, like phone sex operator and you know, dancers and adult stars and all that. And I put on there, I want to be a porn star, and put up my pictures. Got these slew of calls. This out of all the creepers that were calling me, I put my phone number up. I had no idea what I was doing. And then this girl called, and she's like, hey girl, like, come up to LA, and like, everything's gonna be awesome. And I'm like, I got school, I got this, I got that. She's like, it's okay, just forget about everything.
Yeah.
So I quit my job. I didn't quit school, and I would fly out on the weekends and do movies, and then fly back during the week and go to school. My grades started to slip, and being pre-med, you know, you can't have slipping grades. So I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna take a break. I'm gonna take a year off, and you know, try this out. And then a year went by, and then it just kept growing and growing, and now here I am. I never went back to school.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, what was it that really attracted you to this? I mean, was it the money? Was it the fact that you could have a lot of sex? Was it both?
No, I had no idea. I would have done the first one for free. Like, I had no idea the type of money that was involved in this. I mean,
wow.
None whatsoever. I mean, I thought I had to fill out an application.
Yeah.
I didn't even know anything. And, I mean, I can't. And then, of course, yes, it is very lucrative. And something that I just loved doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not, it was something fun to do, like young, fun. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. How old were you?
Go ahead.
No, how old were you when you first came to LA and to do this? You were like in college,
19.
Right? 19.
Yeah,
wow.
I was 19.
Wow.
It was my first plane ride ever.
Yeah, I'm sure
I had never flown anywhere before.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I had never traveled anywhere.
Yeah. All the people in the street, the industry just loved you. It's like, oh, here we go, you know, fresh young meat here, you know, who's totally innocent. That's what they like, I
know.
Think.
I didn't have a clue. I didn't know what I was getting into. But I was really lucky, though. I landed a really great agent right from the beginning. So I was always on really safe sets and everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of girls, I've heard so many horror stories about experiences they've had on sets and stuff, but you know, I worked for a lot of the higher scale companies, so that was really nice. I was contracted with Adam and Eve for 3 years, mm-hmm. and you know, they shoot very like light stuff, and you know, a lot of the dialogue that people fast forward through, yeah. so I did a lot of that too. So I got a lot of practice, a lot of, you know, in front of the cameras and everything, doing all those scripts all the time.
That's true, yeah.
So how does your family feel about everything? Are they supportive?
You know, they support it. When they first found out, they were really shocked. And then after a few months, they're like, okay, as long as you're happy and healthy, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. so it's kind of, we don't, you know, sit around the dinner table and talk about it or anything.
Right.
The only time my mom has ever said, like, actually brought it up is when I was on the cover of Playboy, and she was like, can I have one? I won't even open up the plastic. I just want to have it and put it in my drawer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a big deal, yeah. When were you in Playboy?
September last year.
Oh,
August or September, one of the months.
Oh, last year, I see. So
it's a cute
recent.
Cover, too.
Have you seen it? Do you see it there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. And now, a couple of other things I wanted to ask. Oh, so let's get a little bit to the period with Charlie. I mean, obviously, you made yourself a big name. People that didn't know you outside the industry, I think, suddenly did know you because you were associated with Charlie Sheen. I mean, you were right there during the interviews and everything. Now, I read somewhere that he claims he actually, like, quote-unquote, saved you from porn. Is there anything truth to that? I mean, what happened there?
When we started dating, I was still in the industry. I was in the industry for about 6 months still while we were dating. And then when I actually moved in, he asked me not to do it anymore. Mm. And so I said, okay, you know, like, let me take a break at least. I didn't agree to just leave flat out and just pull the industry. I'm on a little hiatus. Mm. And like I said, during that time with him, I just, you know, was able just to rediscover myself. And when I left, I had every intention of going back to adult. And I was like, you know, after I did leave Charlie, I was like, you know what? I really just don't want to do that. I was 24. I'm like, I'm 24. I'm past that part of my life, and I want to be something new and something that I'm passionate about again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, besides just being the girlfriend of somebody that's famous. Now, you got a lot of fame because of this and stuff. Did you get any, like, new offers and things like this after or thanks to this relationship you had?
You know, so many people would think that, but the only thing that I can honestly attribute to Charlie was that Playboy cover. Like, if it wasn't for Charlie, I would not have gotten that. But anything else, any mainstream roles I've gotten, any shows, anything, has nothing to do with him. I already was getting offers before I dated him. I already had shot some mainstream stuff before I had dated him. I had been on Tosh.0, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, like all different types of things.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's cool. Now, how did you guys meet?
I'm sorry, how did we meet? My girlfriend had invited me over. She was like, oh, you should come over and hang out with Charlie Sheen and I. I'm like, who's Charlie Sheen? She's like, you'll know him when you see him. You've seen Two and a Half Men, right? I'm like, no, I haven't. I had never seen Two and a Half Men. I didn't know. Wow. And then so we got over there, and he's like, hey, like, you know, such a nice, like, humble guy. And I whispered to her, I'm like, I still don't know who he is. She's like, oh, that's okay, whatever. But him and I, we just got to talking, and I think that's something that he really liked about me, is that I did know who he was. And so I didn't feel that, like, you know, star thing, and I wasn't asking him questions because I didn't know anything about his past.
Yeah.
So I couldn't be like, hey, Charlie, what was this like back you know, when this happened. So because I had no clue.
Yeah, you weren't
starstruck. I didn't bother Googling them or anything.
Yeah.
Now I know. Then I knew nothing.
Yeah.
So I have a question because I don't know too much about when you were dating him and then the other girl that he was dating. Was he dating you guys at the same time or were they different times? And you guys, like, what, are you guys friends?
No, we're not friends at all. She was during his party time. When I was living with him, the place was deemed Sober Valley Lodge, which was great for me because I'm a sober person. So she was kind of part of his party phase, and she just kind of stuck around. And so her and I, we just had two totally different lifestyles. She was still doing her thing. And, you know, people think that because the three of us were there, that it was like this closed, weird, like,
right, threesome,
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
And it just, it wasn't. The house was so large. I mean, I could totally be in the house all day and not even see her. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you still friends with Charlie at this point?
Yeah, we were just texting last week. So.
Awesome.
Go ahead. How do you feel about him? Did you hear about his rant last night at the Kings game?
No, I didn't.
She probably didn't. She just woke up.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
okay.
It's in the news today.
Yeah, he went a little crazy at the Kings game last night.
He's acting out again after being on the Rolling Stone, you know. So.
What'd he do?
Well, he wanted to go outside for a cigarette, and the rule is you can't, once you leave, you can't come back in. And he kind of went crazy on the security guard, and she was like, fuck off, basically. And he went ballistic. So it's funny, but I mean,
I tell you what,
yeah.
Don't mess. Well, you can take anything away from Charlie, but don't take away his cigarette.
Yeah, I know. He's even got one on the cover of Rolling Stone. Man. That's crazy. Now, Bree, let's go a little bit into what you're doing now. I see that you're associated with verifiedcall.com. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about the service?
Okay, verified.com is great because, and verifiedcall.com, because I can just, from my perspective as an actress, I can just turn on the system from my phone. It's really easy. And just go on my Twitter, for example, and just type in, hey guys, I'm on the phone now. You guys can call in. And from the other perspective, fans or followers, whomever would like to talk with me, they just get on the system. It's a one-time thing. They just get on, sign in, and then once their information's in, then they just have the phone number stored in their phone, and they can just call anytime. And they can set up for however many minutes they want to talk. It's a lot of adult stars on there right now, but there's also, I don't know, I couldn't give you the names of the celebrities that they got, but even lawyers use the system, doctors, because people want to call in and pay for like consultations and everything. So
that's
this is
true.
A way to basically have someone dealing with the money without having to do PayPal or this or that or going through these weird phone systems. And it's really easy because I don't ever see any of the back end, like, you know, no one wants to deal with that.
Yeah.
My fans don't see any of it. And so it's really nice because we can just call and talk to each other.
Yeah,
it's so funny what guys would call and talk to me about. You know, you'd think it'd be creepy, but
yeah.
The last guy called that when I turned it on, he's like talking to me about my cats and about his cats and I'm getting ready to go over to Dubai and start working. And, you know, so it's fun. And I love it because I have, you know, over 300,000 Twitter followers, and I'm like, I wonder who these people are. Like, who are these people? What is their story? And, you know, so it's cool to be able to have this one-on-one, you know, chat with them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think it gives people and fans the opportunity to talk to you or to their favorite celebrity.
I'm super interested in this.
Actually. Yeah, you should do it.
I get people
huh?
writing me all the time, and I'm because of things that I've done, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not talking to you. Yeah, I won't call you.
Yeah. But for money, you
but
would.
For this, I mean, this seems this is safe. This is cool. I'm gonna check into it after this. Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you shouldn't. And the guys over there are super cool, and so you don't have to do anything, and you don't have to pay any. Like, coming from, you know, our perspective of the people that people are paying to talk to, you don't have to pay anything to sign up for it. if you have people that, that want to talk to you, then they'll just get you all signed in, and then you're just set to go.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. And so it's verifiedcall.com. If you guys want to go directly to Bree's page, it's verifiedcall.com/profiles/Bree, B-R-E-E. And then you can get to so I guess it shows when you're online, when you're not available, and so forth. And so you said that you can, like, plan in advance how much you want to spend, how many minutes you want to speak, and then you get a phone number and they call you on your phone.
Yeah, definitely. So you can just type in, you know, it can be, I don't know, 5 minutes, 30 minutes to however long. And, it's super simple, so self-explanatory. I had never heard of anything like that. It's not like those phone sex chat lines where you call and this, you know, wispy woman, you know, answering thing picks up, hello, boys, you know, it's just nothing like that.
Yeah, no, it's here, like, they get the real person, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's so funny. I've had a few guys call, and I answer, and they're like, I just wanted to see if it was really you.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No, that's amazing. I mean, I would do it, you know. I mean, if you get a chance, you know, and then you say, oh, I talk to Bree Olson, and, you know, personal call and all that stuff. So it sounds pretty cool, you know. I mean, it makes you accessible to your fans, which is cool,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, I love that. And I never really had anything like that before. And, you know, like I said about those other type of chat lines, I've had offers from those before, and I'm like, no, you know, not really. But when they came along, I'm like, this is great. This is like a super legit system. It's easy for both parties to use, because I would never want to do anything to upset my fans. You know, those are everything to me.
Right.
And so what's easy for them and good for them is good for me.
Right.
So it works out really great.
Amazing. Awesome. Now, so you don't do porn anymore, but do you still have websites where people can see you and join? Do you still have a website?
I do. I have Brielson.com, mm-hmm. and there's still new content that goes up there all the time. It's not adult, but, you know, you may be able to see a little Girls Gone Wild type moment in there every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I just put all of my stuff up there, like my music video that I shot. Mm-hmm. It's going to be coming out really soon, and we shot over 4 hours of footage just for a 3-minute video. So all that leftover 4 hours is going to be available on Brielson.com, all the behind the scenes and everything. And so just projects like that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Amazing. Well, you've made a career for yourself, a name for yourself, and I think that's amazing. You're probably sitting pretty right now enjoying yourself, and that's amazing. You know, I salute everybody that, you know, that can do what they want to do and be independent and boss of their own lives,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think you're at that point, Bree. So we want to thank you for calling in this morning. Thank you so much for your time and for getting up for us.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could sleep until 10:30.
Everyone check me out on Twitter, too. That's where I'm at all the time. And I always put up the latest of whatever I'm doing. And that's just, if you go to Twitter, it's just at Bree Olson.
Amazing.
Sounds
Anything
great.
Else you want to promote, or is that pretty much it?
That's it.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm going back to bed now.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. All the best to you. We'll put some links for your website on our website, and people will be able to check you out. And everybody go to verifiedcall.com and talk to Bree in person. I mean, you can't beat that.
Exactly.
So, thank you so much, and all the best to you.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't argue with that.
Yeah.
You know, she's amazingly cute. And I think, you know, eventually she'll probably get into, like, you know, prominent mainstream stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, some people have built a career, you know, going from porn to mainstream and so forth. It's amazing how many of them want to go into the mainstream to get the recognition.
All of them seem like they do. I mean,
yeah.
I remember Mary Carey's a good friend of mine, and same thing. Like, that was one of her dreams that she wanted to do for a long time. It took her a while to get out of it. You know,
right.
She had some issues of her own with, you know, rehab and whatnot. But she's been clean for a while, and she's doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's she been these days? Have you talked to her recently?
I do. We're supposed to go for lunch soon, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but she's good. I mean, she travels around and does feature dancing occasionally still, but that's it. And then she does, you know, she's doing her photo shoot, always updating her website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, interestingly enough, I've never seen her in porn. I should probably look it up and see her
a little
bit.
Oh, yes. I have.
In some action.
Back in the day, I remember going over her house once, and I don't know why her video was on, but it was on, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you because this is staring at me on the TV. So let's turn this off, or let's leave, please. Yeah, it was funny. But this is back in the day when she was going into rehab, and it was all craziness everywhere.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. But you know what amazes me is, you know, these young women get rich so quickly, so young, you know, because...
If
know,
only I mean, I sold my punani.
Yeah, exactly.
But
and,
I
you
don't.
Know, and you can, you know, and I mean, if you've got a style, I think, then you can make it pretty big. I think you could stand out in that. You
get
know?
A style? Like how? Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, I don't know, like Brie, you know, she sort of like gave herself this like innocent looking young girl and stuff, you know. You could be the one that like the really assertive aggressive one, you know,
yeah.
that's, you know, that's what you could project, you know. It doesn't,
I would be the Britney.
Yeah. Oops. It doesn't mean
I did
you
it
have
again.
To be
and again and again. Oops.
Yeah, but
what would your porn name be if you were to be a porn
my
star?
Porn name?
Yeah,
I never thought of it. I don't know.
It's supposed to be like, I thought it was like your childhood, your street name growing up.
Yeah,
something.
The street name growing up.
Actually, someone know. Said it's your first pet and your street name.
Really?
Yeah. Mine would be Christmas Chateau. But actually, the street name that I grew up on is like Chateau Ridge.
Yeah.
That would be cute, Chateau Ridges. Yes, my name's Chateau.
Hey, Chateau.
What was your first pet's name?
The first dog I ever had was Snoopy. That
okay.
Was his name.
What
yeah.
was the
my
street?
My ex-wife gave him the name.
What was the street that you grew up on?
What street? God, I can't even remember. There were so many. But, yeah, I don't think it was a significant name. Grand Canyon or something, you know? Yeah. Snoopy Grand Canyon doesn't make
Snoopy's
sense.
Snoopy's Canyon. That's a good name of a film. Snoopy Canyon.
Yeah.
I actually like it. That's kind of funny. I'm going to call you Snoopy Canyon from now on.
Okay, please don't.
We're here with Snoopy Canyon.
Yeah.
Chateau Ridges. Coming to you live from LA Talk Radio.
God, you're all over the place this morning. Did you have something to smoke?
No, I wish I did. No, but this, I don't need it because this is how I am naturally.
That's true.
Naturally
yeah.
retarded. Naturally delicious.
No, you're in an unusually good mood and silly mood today, you know?
Probably because I didn't sleep very much.
Yeah. What are we going to do about your sleep? You got to sleep more.
My patterns are all crazy because I was like East Coast here, then not, then, you know, everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just getting back to normal.
What time do you usually go to sleep?
Usually, well, I mean, it depends. If I'm not partying, if I wasn't out everywhere, then if I'd like to be in bed around 9:30, 10.
Really?
Yeah. I get really tired because I want to get up early because I want to go and do yoga in the morning and a boot
camp. Right. Now, on evenings like that, you don't get up tired, right? It's just when you go to sleep late.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, you're not tired all the time.
But
it's just when you party.
I've been getting up at, like, I don't know what it is, like 4 a.m. I'm up. Like,
really?
What's going on? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't
and
know
you don't
happening.
Go back to sleep?
Eventually.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Mm. Wow, 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, I guess if you go to sleep at 9:30, you would.
I don't
get up
know.
Around 4.
Well, I mean, I can't go to bed later because then I won't get up at all to go to boot camp. And I want to make sure I'm going to boot camp
That's
and yoga.
That's true, yeah.
So it's like, what? And this wasn't the pattern. Before I had the crazy week with everything, I was fine, you know? But it's like, now I'm not so fine. So I need to get back on that pattern.
Yeah.
You know?
You need to get some sleep. I was reading the other day, adults need 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
You know? And I know, I agree, you know? I mean, if I get the whole 8 hours, I wake up naturally.
Yeah.
But, you know, waking up with the clock, man, that kills me.
Maybe if I woke up with Folgers in my cup, I'd feel better.
Yeah. Sounds like a commercial.
I know. I need to get a new coffee maker. Actually, I really want a cappuccino machine. Then I would be totally fine.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, I love making my teas, but I like doing dirty chais. That sounds so dirty. But it's tea with an espresso shot in it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have that, so... I need to go
tea
get
with
one.
Espresso in it, huh?
Yeah,
that's
it's really good. It's actually healthier for you versus like caffeine that completely dries you out, or tea is a slight detox. So it has like a detox and like an upper in it. So it's not bad for you. Espresso is actually not bad. Certain ones are organic and whatever. So, yeah, it beats paying, you know, $6 every time you go to a coffee shop to get that.
That's true. That's a lot of money.
Every day. And you could just pay $6 for a whole thing of espresso.
Wow.
You know, whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, eventually one day I will get that and have my espresso machine and make it myself. But yeah, whatever. I mean,
yeah.
I'm trying to get back on my healthy shakes and whatnot. So this morning I actually made, maybe that's why I'm silly, one of my shakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, like, eventually when you're on all those shakes, you don't even need, like, any kind of caffeine.
Really?
It's, yeah, it's like chlorella and spirulina that are in it, and it's an all-natural thing, and it helps keep you up and helps you sleep better at night. So I decided that I need to, you know, start doing that again.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So it works.
It takes about a week.
Really?
To kick in, but, yeah. And I run out of a lot of my stuff, so I need to recoup.
Yeah.
Get some more. Restack. Anyway.
Yeah. So a couple of other things. We have a few minutes left. Now, Facebook is thinking of letting preteens open an account. But, of course, you know, they let you link it to your account so you can watch what they do and, you know, and who they're friending and so forth. What do you think? Do you think little kids like under 12 should be or under 13 should be allowed to hang out on Facebook?
I mean, it's a popular thing. If you're watching it, then it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I guess.
But, you know, I mean, the thing is that and some people are saying, you know, don't let them sit there. Just let them go outside and play.
I agree with that. They should be outside and playing like normal kids, not on a computer. But times have changed.
That's true.
So
and kids
want to
connect with each other, too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, but you're wondering what. You know, it's like they're saying that some of the things people post are too dangerous, you know, for kids to do and some and things like that. But I can't imagine, you know, they're probably only friend people their age. You know?
Exactly. I mean, as long as you're a parent watching it, I mean, you know who they're going to friend. It's not any creepy older people, then you're fine.
Right.
And they actually should limit that. Like, well, I guess it's family. It's different. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel.
Yeah, I don't know. We need to think about that a little bit, but. You know, I guess, you know, Facebook doesn't have any qualms doing these kind of things. So, yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah. And this thing, I just saw this thing, this headline, marijuana law just creates criminals. In fact, they're saying that the New York governor wants to, or is it the city? Let's see. They're talking about, New York City, I think. They're saying that New York spends $75 million every year on arresting people for recreational marijuana possession.
Then just let it go.
Yeah, you know. And they're saying, you know, it's like decriminalize it, you know. And because, I mean, they book some people for 30 years.
That's why? For how much
no,
they
I'm
have?
No, I'm sorry, not 30 years. I mean, this is like offense for more than 30 years ago, whatever. Okay, I'm sorry. But they do arrest people for extended period of time, you know, for just... fucking having a joint or something.
That's
you know?
Retarded.
Yeah. So.
But it's clouding up the... I mean, that's ridiculous because then it's clouding up the entire jail systems. And us taxpayers, not that I'm fully doing it, I don't know, but are paying for, you know, people to be in jail and to get free meals.
Exactly. And for what?
Know. And it's like when... And also, it's bullshit because that's why there's so much overcrowding everywhere. Like, let them go and let's deal with actual murders and rapists that actually matter.
Right. Yeah. I mean, check this out. In 2011, 50,000 mostly black and Latino people were arrested in New York for having a little pot.
That's so stupid.
50,000 fucking people. You know how much resources that is?
Yeah. I mean, you know? Unless you're like a huge drug dealer or something and you're not just and you're dealing in a bunch of things.
Yeah. Well, dealers
that's
are different.
Different. But
yeah.
I mean, if you just have it on you, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know, it's stupid.
Yeah.
And I don't even smoke and I'm saying this.
Yeah.
You know, so... That's retarded. I mean, it really is a waste of money. You wonder where it goes? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like because cops, this is why, cops need to meet a certain quota.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so they just arrest whatever they can because they have to meet their quota or they get like deranked or
that's
they don't get
true.
Their bonus or whatever. And so like that's why you see them right now, like at the end of the month, they're like the other day, they were sitting around at every stop sign because they're, oh, I got to get someone. You know,
really?
It's like
because
they have to meet their quota at the
that's
end of the
true.
Month. It's
that's
ridiculous.
True. Yeah.
So it's the same thing here. They have to meet their quota of arresting people or whatever, or giving tickets out. And that's why.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
I guess in a way, when you have to pay your way to get out of it, I guess they're making money back. But if you're literally imprisoned because of a little bit of pot,
yeah,
that's so
stupid. It costs
stupid.
Us money, you know? I mean,
it's,
what the
exactly.
Hell?
It costs us more than they're making. I mean, that's...
And that's the question. The biggest question is the people that oppose it, what the fuck's up their ass? Why? What's there to oppose,
because
you know?
They've never smoked weed in their life, or they don't know anything about it or what it does to actual people. They're just
right.
like, no, you
so
can't.
So they just bundle it with drugs, and they
exactly.
don't want drugs.
Drugs are awful.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Alcohol is okay, but marijuana is not, right?
Right.
Where alcohol kills so many people every day.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? It's like a lot of them, there's still dry counties out there. Mm. I mean, there are a lot in the South, actually, and a lot on the East Coast. Still dry counties, but
really?
I mean, it's not like they can prohibit alcohol because it would be prohibition all over again. Like we've already went through that and they've already seen what happens out of it.
Right.
And it's like, okay, fine. Go back to, you know, more gangster days and more mob days.
Yeah.
It's not going to, you know, people are still going to do it. And plus, I think now, I mean, everyone would, like everybody drinks. So it would be a huge, I mean, there's no way they could do that.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. Yeah. Well, they're trying to do that with pot, you know, and,
but
I think, I don't think it, you know, it's going to go back to what it used to be. I think we're going to progress with that. Probably eventually, you know, a small amount will be legal everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's the case. I don't know.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Of course. I probably won't be smoking by then. All right, Brigitta, this is it for today. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Brigitta. Keep that silliness going. It suits you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.